Now, who takes out your recycling bin? And what happens when they don't? Now picture that on a larger scale. That's a problem we're facing as countries like China and Malaysia stop taking Australia's recycling waste. The local government of New South Wales has stepped up to tackle the issue with an action group called Save Our Recycling. Wednesday last week, a Save Our Recycling election summit was held, giving each party a chance to present their recycling policies. Now, President of the local government of New South Wales, Councillor Linda Scott, is with us this morning to update us on how the summit went. Linda, thank you so much for your time.
A pleasure. Great to be with you.
Now, can you please tell us who presented at the summit?
We had from the government, Gabrielle Upton, the Minister for the Environment, from the opposition, Penny Sharp, who's the Deputy Leader of Labor and also their Shadow Minister for the Environment, and then also Kate Fairman, who's the Greens spokesperson on this issue.
Right, and what were you hoping to get out of this summit?
Well, Local Government New South Wales, on behalf of the state's 128 councils, has been running a really big campaign in the lead-up to the state election on recycling and the importance of continuing and growing it in New South Wales. We know, of course, that as a result of China and a range of other nations' decisions to stop taking waste from around the world, there's been a huge increase in the cost of recycling, and that's been really difficult for councils and through them their communities to bear. We have seen a small number of councils have to stop recycling. We've had other councils having to divert funds away from their community programs and other infrastructure building plans to keep recycling. And so we really want to reverse this and grow a better recycling system right here in New South Wales. And there's money to do that already in the form of the New South Wales Waste Levy. Last year, this levy, it's collected through people's council rates. Councils paid $300 million, and alongside industry, it totaled $727 million in 1 year alone. All that money went to the state government, but very little of it is being used on waste and recycling generally. So we've been calling for all the groups running in the state election to reinvest that money each year for the purpose which it's collected, and that is for waste and recycling.
Right.
So we had some success at the forum and some strong commitments from some of the groups, which was great.
Okay, and so out of all the speakers, who kind of impressed you the most or had some great arguments there?
Well, look, I think they all spoke well. In fairness, these debates are hard for people, but particularly we were pleased to see a new commitment from New South Wales Labor, and in fact that came after the forum over the weekend, to reinvest $140 million over 4 years from the waste levy back into waste and recycling. And given they're a party of government, possible government, that's a really big and important commitment from us. We also saw a commitment from the New South Wales Greens to, if they, you know, were in a balance of power situation, commit to reinvesting 100% of the waste levy. So we really, of course, also welcome that. We were very disappointed, though, to hear from the government, the Liberal National Party, that they would not reinvest any more of the New South Wales waste levy back into waste and recycling. They didn't see that as something that was necessary. And we're really disappointed because, you know, of all the major groups to form government, the Liberal National Party, you know, are obviously one of those groups that are possible after the state election. And we really do need urgent action, and that needs funding to back it up, to invest in a new recycling industry in New South Wales and do recycling better right here in our own state.
Right, so it's about redirecting those funds. And so the public could submit questions for the parties in the lead up to the summit. What kinds of questions did you receive from the public?
We've had so many thousands of people from across New South Wales sign our petition at saveourrecycling.com and take part in this great campaign to grow recycling. And then a number of those people, as part of our debate last week, submitted questions and came along to the forum. So it's great to see so many community members getting involved, and we still are urging people to get out there and sign our petition and take part. People submitted questions about, you know, what could be done to solve this recycling crisis, how we really use this crisis as an opportunity, and really what the political commitments were leading up to the New South Wales state election. So it was great to see so many engaged community members submitting questions, attending, and just really taking part in the movement to grow recycling in New South Wales.
Completely. And are you optimistic about the recycling situation, I guess you could call it, in New South Wales?
I think there is, this really is an opportunity, and I think this is the perfect time to take action. We've got some brilliant academics actually right here in New South Wales doing very clever research on new ways of reusing and recycling our materials, whether it's at the University of Sydney to create a new material that actually absorbs carbon dioxide. It takes plastic, it turns it into something that can be used for road base, and it absorbs carbon dioxide in the manufacturing process and on an ongoing basis, which is quite remarkable. Or at the University of New South Wales, where we've got people turning all sorts of waste into, you know, new building products, new tiles for bathrooms, or new materials that we would use to build a house. Just fantastic stuff. But we need to build these up into a form of industry that's viable. And when you go into a shop, people need to be conscious of, you know, reducing their waste, trying not to take a plastic bag, trying not to buy those bananas unnecessarily wrapped in plastic. And then also when we're all purchasing, trying to look for things that are made out of recycled material. If we grow that market for things that are already made out of recycled material, we're going to have a lot more sustainable environment into the future.
Sure. So there is that responsibility on the individual, and then that team effort of, you know, incorporating those emerging technologies into policy. Yeah, some of those technologies sounded remarkable, as you say. Linda, thank you so much for your time today on the show. It's been a pleasure.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.